Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods and Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods and Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
And heading back for some pregame here at KWHI Sports, taking a look at minor softball between Washington County and Smithville. And as I mentioned, this is a game where Washington County can seal up the sectional tournament with a victory, as they got the victory in game one, 8-0. And already going to start this game 2-0 in the second inning, as we will resume where we left off yesterday as the game was postponed. Now, it was postponed due to weather, and while we have no lightning in the area right now, the game was moved to Bastrop because the Elgin Fields flooded, and we do have some slight rain out here in Bastrop. A beautiful Bastrop just dealing with some inclement weather, but looks like we will have a ball game on time as everybody is still warming up and getting ready to have a ball game. Right now, Smithville out there a little early for the warm-ups as they are looking to be as prepared as possible because they are in a do-or-die situation. Smithville needs a win here just to force a decisive game three. While Washington County comes away with the win, they will advance to the state tournament where they will be looking to compete for the state title. As a Washington County team, very capable of doing so, as we've seen them dominate through the district play. The only team that really gave them any kind of trouble was Columbus. They won every other game in dominant fashion with two no-hitters and one in pool play, one in tournament play against Belleville. And then against Columbus, they did lose game one in a tight three-run loss, but they came back and fought back and showed what they're all about in game two of that final, winning that 10-5 to get to the sectionals tournament. Only two teams in the sectionals tournament. It's Smithville and Washington County, so it's just a best-of-three series, and Washington County has gotten the upper hand behind a dominant performance in Game 1 where they not only got the victory, it was behind a no-hitter and an 18-strikeout performance for Kinsley Haferkamp, and the team erupted in the fifth inning for six runs to make it an 8-run victory after leading for two runs for most of the ballgame. That's how we got to this point, and that is the tale of the tape. We'll be back for some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run, Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
As we come back here to Bastrop, it's getting warmed up. Smithville over in left field, while the Washington County Little League All-Stars for minor softball are getting warmed up in the opposite field. Not actually on the same field. They're down the hill at a separate field. If we have the park all to ourselves, might as well use all the space that we can, and that's exactly the idea behind getting warmed up on separate fields. Right now, behind me in Washington County is getting warmed up, separated the infield and the outfield, doing drills and practicing turning in double plays and making sure that they're as prepared for this weather as possible. Again, everything is going to be wet as can be as we get playing right now. Right now, the first pitch will be scheduled for 6:30, and looks like we are on time, so expect that to happen as planned. Looks like the umpires are arriving. We had head umpire here, but tournament director and a couple umpires are arriving right now. And so it looks like we will have ourselves a ball game as long as the weather does not get any worse. And while we wait for this to get ready, we will be back after a quick word from our sponsors. Stick around for some more pregame.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Since 1930. been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And as we take a look at a little light drizzle coming down, what better time than now to take a look at the game time weather update. We have the first pitch coming up in about 17 minutes and counting. Oh, now just shifted to 16. But it feels like 81 degrees, a cool temperature right now, 82 degrees. While the heat index has it at 81. And the humidity at a high 82%. Of course, nothing we're strangers to, but definitely a high number for the humidity, of course, having to do with all this rain. But with that heat not being as so bad, it shouldn't be bad. Just a muggy day here so far. But nothing that's going to stop this game from happening as everybody is getting ready to play. As I mentioned earlier, Smithville already warming up as Washington County is now making their way from the other field into their dugout. The game will resume where it left off when it was postponed yesterday, so Washington County will remain the visitor while Smithville will be the home team batting in the bottom of the innings. And when we left off yesterday, we were in the second inning with Washington County leading 2-0, so though it's a different day, they will receive the same advantage that they had yesterday. And as the rain starts to clear up, we're getting more and more people coming out of their cars and joining the Washington County crowd. As I'm sure they're excited to get this game going. Washington County so close they can taste it to that state tournament. All they need is a win here today and we'll get it going. And right now, nothing official yet, but if Smithville is somehow able to pull off this comeback victory down 2 runs, they will have to play tomorrow in the morning for a decisive game 3. Of course, Washington County not only trying to finish it off today so they can enjoy their 4th of July, but also better to get it done early rather than risk when it's a decisive one game, winner take all. It's anybody's ball game. Whereas right now they have the advantage. They can play with less pressure on their shoulders, knowing that if they get a win, they advance, while Smithville is in a do-or-die situation. And right now some of the umbrellas getting put away as the rain does seem to be going away, so that's some good news. As it was looking pretty grim for a second, but now that it's clearing up, I think everybody's moods will shift and everybody will be happier that we will likely get a ball game here. I was looking 50-50 for a second there, but now it's looking a lot closer to 80-20 that we will have a game here. Right now we're in beautiful Bastrop right off of the highway. Nice hilly country here and a beautiful scenery around with plenty of trees and greenery. Yeah, so other than the weather, it looks like a great spot to get ourselves a softball game. And we'll be back getting closer and closer to that first pitch at 6:30.
When they built it,
the clock now reads 6:17, and we will be back after a word from our sponsors for some more pregame.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B.
Here, everything's better.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Inching closer and closer to first pitch. Again, first pitch scheduled at 6:30 as this game was postponed and relocated. We were originally going to play in Elgin, but those fields are flooded and completely underwater after some inclement weather for them earlier today. So now we are in beautiful Bastrop out in the hill country where we have a nice venue here to play some ball. Again, same situation going on with the field. We've got dirt infield with a natural grass outfield, so we got that traditional old school look and them old school dugouts as well. So a very nostalgic feeling in this ball game here as we get ready for some minor softball between Washington County and Smithville. And me, along with many of the players, coaches, family members here, would love to see a Washington County win here, as if they get that victory, they'll head to the state tournament where they'll compete for a state title in the Little League All-Star tournaments. These girls have come a long way and are as competitive as any bunch I've ever seen, and talented as well, with the guidance of manager Sean Church and assistant coaches G.W. Meyer and Annalise Meyer. I'm sure they'd love a shot at that state tournament, and they have set themselves up in a position where they are very close to it. So close that they can taste it as they're one victory away. Now, last time they needed one victory to get the championship, they did fall short to Bastrop in game one, but were able to bounce back in game two. I'm sure everybody here would like to make it not so close, as they would like a clean sweep of the Smithville team. Of course, Smithville would love to avoid that here today, as we saw that is very apparent with the reason that ever since they arrived, they have been warming up and just making sure that they're as ready as can be to try to get this victory for themselves. And of course, the moms and parents over here, no sport more superstitious than baseball and softball. So they have all kinds of mementos. I know one of the moms has ceramic ducks that she sets up just to get the superstition going, and kind of her lucky ducks, she calls them, and even made sure to put one on the equipment here today for the radio to make sure that we have our own luck. And it looks like that luck is working so far, as the rain has completely cleared away for now. No rain falling on our heads anymore. We're able to put the umbrella away and focus on the ball game. And we'll be getting closer and closer to that ball game. The clock now reads 6:22, 8 minutes away from the official first pitch time. And we'll be back with that, getting closer to that first pitch with some more pregame. We'll take a look at the starting lineups after a word from our sponsors.
With Whataburger's new Bigger Better Bundles, you can upgrade your favorite Whata meal into two meals. You can add a kid's Whata meal for $4 and take it home to your little you. Or you can add a Double Meat Junior Whata meal for $5 and save it for later, for you. Or you can add a Whata Wings 9-piece for $6 and just enjoy that now. Yep, with Bigger Better Bundles, you can bring the kids along. Or give it to your Uncle Mo. Or stop by and surprise your coworkers. Upgrade your Whata meal with Bigger Better Bundles for a limited time, only at Whataburger.
Hey guys, this is Eric Benitez from Cedar Frame Real Estate. We've finally seen some relief in the real estate market. Interest rates have dropped, so your buying power has now increased. If we have pre-approved you before, Let's revisit your financial situation and see how these changes have impacted your situation. As always, if you want to know what your property's value is, please let me know. Our team specializes in farm and ranch, commercial, investment, and residential properties. Thanks again for voting me your favorite realtor. Reach out to us at 979-830-3914. Equal housing opportunity.
At Citizens State Bank, we believe strong communities are built on trust and service. That's why for 100 years, we've been proud to stand by you with local decisions, dependable customer service, and the tools you need, like online and digital banking. With branches in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, we're here to serve your family and your future. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more. Member FDIC.
Mr. Windshield and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
And we're getting set to rock and roll here as Washington County has taken the field now, the proper field where we will be playing right here in front of us to start showcasing their talents, get warmed up as Lily Landaway steps in the pitcher's circle as she'll be pitching today. Again, resuming exactly where we left off yesterday. Raylan Rosenbaum at catcher, Tegan Wilson in third base. First base is Kinsley Haferkamp. Shortstop Paisley Meyer over at second base is going to be Finley Youngs or Adeline Sebastian. And that'll take us over to taking our first peek at the starting lineup. For Smithville, it's going to be Jordan Wright, number 13. Number 42, Zariah Campos. Number 10, A.J. Garza. In the cleanup spot, it's number 14, Carly Geltmeyer. Number 4, Grace Lonachak. Number 9, Harper Garza. Number 5, Catherine Hodges. Number 90, Temperance Ruhi. Number 6, Kendall Smith. Number 22, Ashlyn Bennett. Number 7, Chloe Cox. And number 8, Kelsey Frierson rounds up the lineup for Smithville. And it's manager Derek Smith over for in the dugout for Smithville. And as we get ready here, the girls are huddled up in the pitcher's circle as they're getting ready to start a ball game. As they have to put everybody in the exact position that they were in before. And now we'll take a look at the Washington County starting lineup. Leading things off will be number 14, Adeline Sebastian. Then number 77, Briley Marges. Followed by number 11, Tegan Wilson. Number 7, Paisley Meyer. Number 99, Raylan Rosenbaum. Number 55, Lily Landaway. Number 88, Stella Church. Number 1, Finley Youngs. Number 13, Kinsley Haferkamp. Number 94, Lana Wunderlich. Number 17, Callie Dismukes. And rounding up the lineup is 00, Avery Meyer. And over in the dugout will be manager Sean Church and assistant coaches G.W. Meyer and Annalise Meyer. Well, no time to waste. We are ready to play some ball. Minor softball action between Washington County and Smithville. And here's the first pitch. First one will be a riser for a ball one from Lily Landaway.
Ready your fives, ready your kids.
And this next pitch down low for another one. Ball two.
Say you can, Lily, say you can. Everybody go, Lily, right there, kid. Right here, Lily, right here.
And of course, the crowd excited to finally get the action going after plenty of waiting. They've literally been waiting since yesterday, and very quickly, Lily Landaway is making it worth their while. As after a 2-0 count, she's now thrown two strikes in a row to even up the count. 2-2 count coming up, and a swing and a miss. First strikeout for Lily Landaway on today's action, and she gets on the board and a second out on the board. As we ended yesterday with Smithville having one out on the board.
Go, Lily!
That will now bring up number 90, Temperance Ruhi for Smithville.
Go in!
Go in!
Ready or five?
So after Harper Garza gets struck out, here is...
Five's right here.
Catherine Hodges got struck out. Here is Ruhi, and she'll swing and miss, and that'll make it a strike two for Lulu Landaway. She has come out on fire so far. And that one knee-high inside corner, strike three as she strikes out. Oh, I guess we missed one there. It's actually a 2-2 count, but... And on that pitch, she'll put it down low, and that should make it a ball three. I think they're still having a little trouble with the scoreboard, as they're still getting caught up as well. Here's a pitch from Landaway, and right over the plate, freezes up Ruhi, and gets the last strikeout that she needed to end this inning. That will retire the Smithville side and preserves Washington County's two-run lead. So going into the top of the third inning is Washington County leading 2-0, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
You'll be one smart cookie when you try Bluebell Cookie Cake Ice Cream. A sweet cream ice cream loaded with chocolate chip cookie cake pieces and swirls of chocolate and vanilla icing. This cookie cake ice cream really takes the cake.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and Kvasovic's Country Store.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
And as we get started here, it's time for the third inning, top of the third inning coming up with Washington County leading things off. And to lead things off is the bottom of the lineup, Avery Meyer. Double zero, and she will foul the first one up over the fence. And the next one goes in the exact same spot, this time a little bit more to the right. No play to be made in the stands, and an 0-2 count coming up for Avery Meyer.
Find the middle, find the middle. Let's go, Avery.
Come on, Avery.
We got it again. Strong hands. Good eye.
And next one, riser that Avery Meyer can see the whole way is going over her head and takes it smartly for ball one. And next one, another high pitch, swings at it. Good job to make contact. Gets it off the end of her bat there for another foul ball. Keeping herself alive.
Hey, come on, Avery.
And she gets this one cleanly, and she pops it up. But a nice catch made by shortstop Zariah Campos of Smithville over her head, going back, running back into the infield, makes the catch and puts the first out on the board in the top of the third for Smithville defensively. An impressive play there, a good hit, but a better defensive play keeps Avery Meyer from getting on base and sends her over to the dugout. And that will now bring us to top of the order with Adeline Sebastian. His first pitch inside, and a good eye there to let that one go for ball one.
Come on, Addie.
And she puts this one down with a bit of a swing and bunt as it goes right in front of home plate and just kind of dies in the wet dirt there. But a good hustle play from catcher Jordan Wright of Smithville to pick it up and swing it over to first base and able to get the out on Adeline Sebastian. So two fielders out to get things going here. And two outs on the board for Smithville defensively. Definitely the kind of start they would like to this game. This one, a riser from A.J. Garza. Riley Marr just able to look that one in. No problem for ball one. Next one will be in there for a strike as Riley Marr just swings and misses, and that makes it a 1-1 count after strike one. With the 1-1, this one up high, about eye level for Riley Marges, and she'll go ahead and let that one go by. Ball two. Here's the 2-1, and that one knee high on that inside corner, catching it nicely as AJ Garza to even up the count. Strike two.
Right here, Riley, watch it off your bat. Watch it off your bat.
So now here comes the 2-2. She has to swing at anything close, and she does just that. Hits a hard ground ball to third base. But number 14, Carly Geltmeyer of Smithville, able to take a couple steps to her left and scoop it up and get it to first in time for the third out to retire this Washington County side. It remains two runs in favor of Washington County, 2-0 heading into the bottom of the third. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Texas Farm Credit in Brenham is ready to serve and help you in every way possible by providing you with competitive and flexible financing. Whether you need financing for land, cattle, hunting properties, ranches, or even home mortgages, we have you covered. At Texas Farm Credit, we also offer pasture and livestock insurance to protect you and your livelihood. For more information, visit TexasFarmCredit.com, call us at 979-836-2572, or stop by and meet with us in person at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham. We'd also like to congratulate and wish good luck to all of our Washington County All-Stars.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
As we get started here in the bottom of the third inning, Smithville up to bat, and after a solid strike with her first pitch from Lily Landaway, we'll now get a 2-1 count as this next one goes outside and off the glove of Raven Rosenbaum. Here's the 2-1, and a swing and a miss from Kendall Smith will give Lily Landaway the strike two to make it a 2-2 count.
Lily, say you can, say you can.
OK, Kendall Smith battling against Lily Landaway and trying to check her swing there on the low pitch, but she does go around, and that will give Lily Landaway another strikeout. She has now, since restarting this game, first two batters struck him out, and first batter of this inning strikes him out. So she's on a three strikeout streak to get this game started. Or rather, restarted. She'll now face number 22, Ashlyn Bennett. And Ashlyn Bennett looks to bunt, but that one will instead go under her bat in the strike zone, and that will make it strike one. And Ashlyn Bennett has a question for the umpire, as she will be switch hitting here. Started off on the left side of the plate, and now going over to the right side to bat lefty.
Stay alive, girl. Stay alive. Be ready.
Let's see how this looks for her. Here's the 0-1. That one up high.
You and Ray.
For ball one to even up the count. And next one down low, ball two. Got a 2-1 count coming up. And Ashlyn Bennett not moving an inch. She's going to keep throwing me balls. I'll happily take them. Let's see if Landaway can find the strike zone. She does exactly that. Puts it on that lower outside corner. And strike two evens up the count. And the 2-2, a swing and a miss from Bennett. Makes it another strikeout for Lily Landaway, increasing her streak to four. She'll now face number 7, Chloe Cox. She'll step in and get ready to face Lily Landaway, who is on fire here so far. And she keeps it going. Got a pitch up in the strike zone. A swing and a miss from Cox will bring up strike one. Now we get set. Winds up with the 0-1 and strike two. Another swing and miss. Putting plenty of heat on her pitches and able to get it past these batters very effectively so far. Here's the next one, another swing and miss, and that's a three-pitch strikeout to end the inning for Lily Landaway, as she has now thrown 5 strikeouts in a row to get this game started back up again. So Washington County still leading 2-0 as we head to the top of the 4th inning. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their all-star tournament games.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today, or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Alrighty, and as we just started up the top of the fourth inning, Tegan Wilson led things off and did so spectacularly. She takes the first pitch and gets a double all the way to second base, rips it down the third baseline, and it stays fair beautifully. On the very next batter, it's Paisley Meyer, who puts one right down the first baseline and trying to outrun the throw to first. Unfortunately, not going to get away from the tag there, as she is tagged out by pitcher A.J. Garza. So that does advance Tegan Wilson to third base. And now, with one out, up comes Raylan Rosenbaum with the runner on third in perfect scoring position. First pitch from Garza up in the strike zone, and Raylan Rosenbaum takes it for a strike one. Hey, Raylan Rosenbaum hits it right down the third base line. It's fumbled at third base, and coming home is Tegan Wilson to put another run on the board for Washington County, and Raylan Rosenbaum will make her way to second base. So keeping a runner in scoring position by putting Raylan Rosenbaum on second base. The throw not in time to home plate puts another run on the board for Washington County, as they are now up 3-0 over Smithville. With Washington County just needing only one win to get to the state tournament.
Only one out, honey.
Now here comes Lily Landaway with one out and a runner on second. And she'll put a hard chopper right to second base. It's collected, and the throw is in. And she does not have possession of the ball at first base, they say. And Raylan Rosenbaum is safe at home. So another two-run inning for Washington County. They double their lead, now 4-0. And they are very quickly making this game very unattainable for Smithville with how good they have been playing defense. Every run is huge for Washington County. And we're getting a little bit of back talk from the crowd here. And we'll take a break really quick as the referee settles everybody down, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Blueville Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. for custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, as we come back here to Bastrop, and we're getting ready with Kinsey Hafferkamp at the plate after Stella Church was able to get one into center field to drop, and she's now at second base with Finley Youngs at first base after a walk. So bases loaded for Washington County, only one out on the board defensively for Smithville, and they are in trouble as they've allowed Washington County to double their lead here in the fourth inning. It's now 4-0, and with two it's Kinsley Hafferkamp facing a 2-2 count with the bases loaded and only one out. She has to put the ball in play and should score another run. Next pitch from A.J. Garza will be low and away to fill up the count now. On the full count, a swing and a miss there from Kinsley Hafferkamp. Will get the strikeout for AJ Garza and bring up Lana Wunderlich as Hafferkamp will head to the dugout. Now we saw in that game one that a bases loaded situation with two outs on the board, Washington County was able to have six runs put up on the board. So don't expect this to be over soon. Just with this two out, Lana Wunderlich puts one right up the middle. And it trickles into center field, scoring one run, and coming around third is Stella Church for a second. So Lily Landaway and Stella Church score, and that increases the lead even more, now tripling their lead to 6-0 over Smithville. And right on cue, right as I mentioned this team's ability to have two-out rallies, they do just that and score two runs with a clutch two-out hit from Lana Wunderlich. Two RBI, two RBI single from Lana Wunderlich. That now brings up Callie Dismukes. Ball one, strike one, and a pitch that goes off the glove of the catcher will advance the runners to second and third, putting two runners in scoring position for Washington County. This pitch outside will make it 2-1.
You got this.
Attack, Callie, attack. Right here, 1-7, right here, drive, kid. Come on, Callie.
And a pitch knee-high outside from Dismukes, or two Dismukes will make it a strike two, evening up the count, and the deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two runners on for Washington County. And able to make contact there just barely on the foul. So foul ball keeps Dismukes in this at bat and keeps the deuces wild. Washington County would, of course, love some more runs, as you can never have too many insurance runs. They already have six of them. And this Washington County crowd right now is absolutely loving the play of their team. And this one fouled up off the top of the bat. And we got ourselves a full count coming up.
Come on, 1-7, win it. You got it. Say you can, Kelly. Say you can. Win it right here.
Win it. You got this.
You can do it, Kelly.
And a full count. This pitch up high, and that will load the bases.
Come on, Ray.
And now Callie Dispuke's at first. Lana Wunderlich at second. And Finley Youngs over on third with the bases loaded. Up comes number 00, Avery Meyer. And on the very first pitch from A.J. Garza, she will hit her with that right off of the ankle. And nowhere to put the runners. That puts Avery Meyer on first and brings in Finley Youngs to score. And puts a seventh run on the board in favor of Washington County as they are looking to end this game early with a run rule. Of course, if it's 10 runs after 4, that will end the ball game, and they are only 3 runs away from that with the bases loaded. We're back at the top of the order with Adeline Sebastian. She'll happily take the first 2 pitches up high for balls 1 and 2. And she hits it right up the middle, and that one fumbled for a second, and Avery Meyer does a great job of avoiding the tag and is able to get to second base, allows 2 of her teammates to score, and that is some nifty base running from Avery Meyer there. She ducks out of the way of the tag from the second base and able to reach second safely, scores 2 runs, and now it's 9-0 in favor of Washington County. And that'll bring out manager Derek Smith for Smithville. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Washington Animal Clinic. Quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals. Supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
For 100 years, Citizens State Bank has been rooted in the heart of our communities. From 1925 to today, we've been your trusted partner, delivering local service, local decisions, and a commitment to helping our neighbors thrive. With branches across Burleson, Washington, and Grimes County, we're proud to offer modern conveniences like online and digital banking, backed by friendly local faces. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank, member FDIC.
As we get ready to get started here in the 12th batter of the inning in the top of the fourth for Washington County came out. It was Briley Margis, and she grounded one over to the third base, and This time, Smithville was able to get the out, retiring the Washington County side, but not before they were able to put 7 runs on the board. And now it's Washington County leading 9-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And here in the bottom of the fourth, leading things off for Smithville is Kelsey Frierson. And right now, Lily Landaway ahead, behind the count 2-1, but right on cue, she gets it evened back up with strike two. A nice pitch on that upper outside corner. And here comes the 2-2 from Landaway. And that one, a one hopper, goes off the face mask of Raylan Rosenbaum. Well, you got to get in front of it one way or another. As long as you don't intentionally use your equipment, it gets off the face mask, that's totally fine. And now we have ourselves a full count. And Lily Landaway puts a riser up over the strike zone and allows Kelsey Pearson to take first base on a walk. A seamlessly harmless walk there, but it does put an end to the strikeout streak that Lily Landaway was on, and she had thrown 5 strikeouts in a row prior to this walk. She'll be looking to get back on track here as she faces the top of the Smithville order in Jordan Wright.
Let's go, Lily!
There you go, Lily. Let's go.
Expect it!
First pitch is in there for a strike one, as is the next one right over the plate, bottom end of the strike zone. Strike two! And on the 0-2, a check swing. They'll check, and she did go around. That is strike three, and Lily Landaway gets right back on track with another strikeout. Well, first out on the board in the bottom of the first, and now need 2 more to get going. Here comes Zariah Campos, second hitter in the lineup. The number 2 hitter in the lineup for Smithville. And first pitch right over the plate there. Knee high on that outside corner. Beautiful pitch from Lily Landaway. Strike one.
Ready or fives.
Here comes the 0-1. And a swing and a miss from Campos there. On a low pitch, we'll make it strike two. And an 0-2 count as Lily Landaway jumps well ahead of the count. And on the 0-2, Campos thought about it, but that pitch low and away, she'll stay off of it and does so smartly. Stays disciplined. No check swing, just does not swing on it. You know, you can tell she wanted to get a hold of that one. That will bring up a 1-2 count after ball one. And this pitch, looking for that inside corner, and a little too far inside, a shade into the batter's box will make it a 2-2 count.
I was checking my phone.
Yeah. Lily Landaway gets set in a 2-2. A riser that gets stays too high. Riser that gets stays too high will make it a full count.
Ready, Lily.
Come on,
Lil.
One more.
Ready or fives. You and Ray. You and Ray.
Here's the full count pitch from Lily Landaway, and that one looks like it slipped out of her hand as it skips across the dirt into the glove of Raylan Rosenbaum. And now runners on first and second for Smithville as they're looking to just get some runs on the board, take that zero off of the scoreboard that's been there now for 1.5 games. Up steps A.J. Garza. And A.J. Garza rips one right down the first base line, and it just barely goes foul off the first base line. And a strong hit there from Garza, but unfortunately not able to stay fair, as that would have been a nice base hit that very well could have scored a run with how far it was going. But instead, it'll bring up strike one. And Lily Landaway getting plenty of encouragement from the crowd. So they'd love to see another strikeout from her. And a swing and a miss there from Garza will put her on track to do so with a strike two.
One more, Lily. One three. Let's go,
Landaway ahead of the count, 0-2. And another swing and a miss from Garza will make it a 3-pitch strikeout for Lily Landaway to put the second out on the board in the bottom of the fourth inning. Both coming from strikeouts from Landaway. A One more out will get them out of this inning. We're holding on to their nine-run lead. And up to bat is Carly Geltmeyer. She'll take the first pitch down low for ball one. Next one, a pitch on that inside corner. A swing and a miss from Geltmeyer. Strike one. Evening up the count.
Come on, Lily. Right here, Lily. Right here,
Five. Landaway looking to keep them strikeouts coming. She's been early often. And instead, the next one will be down low for a ball one to even up the count. Again, runners on first and second for Smithville.
Right here, Fives, right here. Say you can.
And here's the 1-1. This one too high. Ball two. And the Washington County crowd sensing a shift in the body language of Lily Landaway. They're trying to keep her spirits up, make sure that she's just get past that pitch and get one in the strike zone right here. And she does exactly that. Not only gets in the strike zone, induces a swing and a miss from Geltmeyer, and brings up a 2-2 count. And she will call timeout. Will Lily Landaway, is she in the pitcher's circle? Got a shoelaces untied, so she'll... I don't think it looked like she did a double knot there, but hey, we'll get it going with the single knot.
Come on, Fives!
And here comes the full count. Here's the full count, and that pitch beautifully on that knee-high inside corner erupts the Washington County crowd as she gets a clutch strikeout with two runners on base, her third strikeout of the inning, and will send this game into the top of the fifth inning with Washington County leading 9-0 over Smithville. We'll be right back with the top of the fifth after a word from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament. Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Hey guys, this is Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate. We've finally seen some relief in the real estate market. Interest rates have dropped, so your buying power has now increased. If we have pre-approved you before, let's revisit your financial situation and see how these changes have impacted your situation. As always, if you want to know what your property's value is, please let me know. Our team specializes in farm and ranch, commercial, investment, and residential properties. Thanks again for voting me your favorite realtor. Reach out to us at 979-830-3914. Equal housing opportunity.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Texas Farm Credit in Brenham is ready to serve and help you in every way possible by providing you with competitive and flexible financing. Whether you need financing for land, cattle, hunting properties, ranches, or even home mortgages, we have you covered. At Texas Farm Credit, we also offer pasture and livestock insurance to protect you and your livelihood. For more information, visit TexasFarmCredit.com, call us at 979-836-2572, or stop by and meet with us in person at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham. We'd also like to congratulate and wish good luck to all of our Washington County All-Stars.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's By and By, the convenience store.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
For a century, Citizens State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbors and your trusted partners. Since 1925, we've made it our mission to support our communities with personalized service, local decisions, and the tools you need to succeed. Whether you're visiting one of our branches in Burleson, Washington, or Grimes County, or banking online at csbtx.bank, you'll always find the hometown service you can count on. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Member FDIC.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
All right, getting started here for the top of the fifth inning. Washington County up 9 runs to none, and Tegan Wilson will lead things off, and she's looking to make it another one right down that third base line. She is loving that third base line as a hitter so far. That's how she got the last inning going, in an inning where they were able to get all, through all 12 batters and put up 7 runs, extending this to a 9-run lead. Tegan Wilson looking to repeat there, but unfortunately that one does go just fair. The last one had eyes on it. This one does come up blind. So close, so far. That now makes the count 1-2 to Tegan Wilson. And that pitch down low, ball 2 to even up the count. And we do have a new pitcher here for Smithville. It's still Garza, but this time it's Harper Garza. Here's a 2-2 count from Garza, Harper Garza. And that one looking for the top part of the strike zone, does not find it, leaves it over the strike zone. And Tegan Wilson, good eye to take that one for a ball 3 and a full count.
Good, Tegan. Good eye, good eye.
And that one up high as well, almost identically to the previous one, will be ball four, and Tegan Wilson will get a leadoff walk here in the top of the fifth.
Come on, Paisley. Come on, Paisley. Go, Paisley. Middle, Paisley. Right here, Paisley. Right here, kiddo. You can do it.
And up brings up Paisley Meyer, the cleanup hitter for Washington County. She'll take the first one, and that one will be in there for a strike.
Right
on and grab it. Strike one, and a 0-1 count coming up.
Go, Paisley. Say you can. Right here, seven.
Here's the 0-1 pitch from Harper Garza, and Paisley Meyer gets a hold of it and puts it left. Hit it right at manager Sean Church, who has to jump over that one. And plenty of power there, just barely pulls it too far left for a foul ball. And she's smiling because she almost hit Coach. But a 0-2 count coming up to Paisley Meyer. She falls behind on the count. Almost had one right there down the third baseline as well, but pulls it left. This one goes up high for a ball one.
Drive it, kid, drive it. Say you can,
son, say you can. Here's the 1-2 from Harper Garza, and this one a one-hopper that will get past the new catcher, Zariah Campos, and gets Tegan Wilson to second base. So now Tegan Wilson in scoring position for Washington County. And umpire gets rid of the ball that they're currently using and gets a new one. Of course, that one with the wet dirt will be harder to throw after it was in the ground there.
Hey, right here, Paisley, right here.
So new ball and same at bat. Here comes the 2-2 count to Paisley Meyer. Winding up is Harper Garza, and here's the pitch. That one up high and away will fill up the count 3-2. So great job here from Paisley Meyer fighting back as she was down 0-2 in this count. It's now 3-2.
Watch it up your bat.
And that one outside for a ball four, and Paisley Meyer will happily take her base on a second consecutive walk by Harper Garza. So now two runners on base for Washington County. And up comes Raylan Rosenbaum.
Get back and grab it, honey.
Right here, Raylan, right here. Come on, Raylan. Go, Raylan.
Come on, Raylan Rosenbaum coming up with no outs and two runners on. They'll be looking to add some runs for Washington County. Already nine runs on the board, but of course you can never have too many. And this pitch, a wild pitch, well over the head of the catcher, is going to advance runners into scoring position as Tegan Wilson heads to third, and Paisley Meyer will get to second. So now Raylan Rosenbaum really looking for a hit. She's ahead 2-0. But, of course, if they're going to keep putting pitches over the strike zone, you'll just take what they give you. Here's the next pitch from Harper Garza, and one down low. Rosenbaum chases that one. And unfortunately, not able to get it. A swing and miss will bring up a 2-1 count.
Come on, Ray, you got this.
You got it, Ray.
She
didn't
want to
drive it.
Here's a 2-1 from Harper Garza, and that one outside for a ball three. Ray Rosenbaum has done a good job of staying disciplined. She now faces a 3-1 count. Let's see if Harper Garza is going to give her something to swing at. She does, and off the top of Raylan Rosenbaum's bat will make it now a full count with a strike two.
You got it, Ray. You got this, Ray.
Come on, Ray.
So full count coming up. Here's the pitch from Harper Garza, and that one is going to be called a strike three as it catches that knee-high outside corner for Harper Garza's first strikeout and first out of the inning for Smithville defensively. Now with runners on second and third, up comes Lily Landaway. Only one out on the board, plenty of room to cause some damage.
Right here, Fives, right here.
And you're waiting on the first pitch from Harper Garza. She winds up. Here it is. And Lily Landaway hits it right back at her to the pitcher circle. And a little hesitation there goes to first. And in time to get the second out. Well, Lily Landaway thrown out at first base. Breathing some life into Smithville. They're down 9 runs, but very close to getting out of this inning unscathed. Up comes up Stella Church, who got herself a nice hit over into center field last time out. She'll be looking to repeat that success right now. Here's the first pitch from Harper Garza. This one up high over the strike zone, 1-0.
Right here.
Here's a 1-0 from Garza. And Stella Church gets it off the bottom of her bat for a foul ball for strike one.
Right here, Aids, let it travel. Right here.
Stella Church.
It evens up the count at one. And Stella Church going to pop this one up. It's going to fall into the outfield. And coming in to score is Tegan Wilson. Rounding third is Paisley Meyer. Can she beat the throw? A nice slide there. And she will get another run on the board. So from 9 runs now to 11 for Washington County. They take their lead up to double digits. And with 2 outs on the board, Stella Church on first base, and up comes Finley Youngs.
Right here, one!
This first pitch from Harper Garza to Finley Youngs, and that one up and away for ball one. Nice hit there earlier by Stella Church, who popped that one up and put it perfectly in between three players.
Go on, right here, Finley, right
to get
here.
A 2 RBI single.
Get on! Get on, Finley!
And a little bit of confusion there, but the umpire says that's the third out, and that will retire the Washington County side, but not before they were able to push their lead to double digits, now leading 11 runs to none as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. And in the bottom of the fifth, Smithville will have 3 outs to try to get some runs on the board. If they don't get more than 2 runs or more, this will be the ball game. It will end early by a run rule. And we'll be back with the bottom of the fifth after a word from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Hey,
it's a home run.
Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their All-Star Tournament games.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
And getting set for the bottom of the fifth inning as Lily Landaway will start off quickly here with another strikeout put on the board as leading off the bottom of the fifth for Smithville is Grace Lonachak. And Lily Landaway able to get the quick strikeout there. And now it brings up number 9, Harper Garza. And after going down 2-0 to Garza, Lily Landaway now puts one in the upper part of the strike zone, beautifully freezing up Garza for a strike one. And the next one just so nicely on that lower outside corner for strike two to even up the count. One out on the board. Here's a 2-2 count for Lily Landaway as they need two outs to end this ball game. So this one will go down low, trying to get Garza to chase one there, and brings up a full count. And Lily Landaway will get a fresh ball from the umpire as that one falls on the ground. And we will be able to resume the at-bat as soon as the umpire gets over back to his position. But Washington County, another dominant game here so far today, as they are on a shutout and having scored 11 runs in 12, they're up 11-0. And right on cue, Lily Landaway puts one on the inside corner, and a swing and a miss from Harper Garza will put a second strike on the board for her Landaway in this inning. So she's back on a strikeout streak, two in a row. And if you go back to the last inning, it's four in a row. And she is now at 10 strikeouts if you only count today, 11 if you count yesterday. She's now pitching to catcher Catherine Hodges. The first one for a ball one, but the very next one, she puts Lily Landaway able to put a fastball past Hodges on a swing and a miss.
Hey, let's go, Lily.
Here's a 1-1 from Landaway, and a check swing that was not checked. We'll make it strike two. One more strike, and Landaway will effectively end this game. It sends his ball down low. Two balls, two strikes. Deuces are wild with two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on for Smithville.
Right here, Lily, right here. Hey, you got this, Lily.
And Landaway loads up for the 2-2. And gets it in there, knee-high inside corner. That's a strikeout, and that's the ball game. Washington County wins 11 runs to none. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors for some pregame.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Sports post game. And right now you gotta love it. Plenty of sportsmanship being shown as the girls are all out on the field. Of course, a tough loss for Smithville, but Washington County showing them great sportsmanship as they are all together hugging and kind of taking some group pictures here as they've staggered themselves. They're lined up as one Smithville player, one Washington County player, and alternating all the way through, and they're hugging. You even have a Smithville player giving a Washington County player a piggyback ride. So love the sportsmanship. At the end of the day, that's what this is all about. It's the experience for these young girls in the beautiful game of softball. But only one could be the victor, and today it was Washington County as they get the 11-0 win over Smithville. Of course, they win game one and now game two, so they get the clean sweep in the sectional tournament. That makes them the winners of the sectional tournament, and they are showing so by lining up with the banner right now, some laying in front, some holding it up, but all of them having a tremendous time as they come out of the sectionals as the champs. Now the parents will all line up and take pictures, and we'll give them a moment to do so, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors for some more postgame.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And as we continue the post game here in beautiful Bastrop, Washington County getting the victory 11 runs to none over Smithville. And really the story of this game and game one was explosive two-out rallies. They showed their ability to capitalize on opportunities in both games. In game one, of course, it was in the fifth inning with a six-run two-out rally that where they had bases loaded with two outs and were able to capitalize with six runs. And they do something similar in this game where in the fourth inning they were able to put seven runs on the board with bases loaded and two outs on the board. This is a team that capitalizes on their opportunities, and that's exactly what you need to do as a good team, and that's how you win a sectionals tournament. Of course, when you get to this point in sectionals, there's no bad teams out there. Smithville fought hard, but Washington County came out the victor two games in a row and get the clean sweep. It was just them two in the sectional, so now Washington County will head to the state tournament, where they'll be looking to bring a state title back home to Washington County. And right now, plenty of smiles, not only for Washington County, for Smithville as well, as I'm sure they were happy to have made it this far. And I really have to admire manager Derek Smith on that side, as he has kept those girls with a positive attitude and great sportsmanship, you know, having them line up with the Washington County girls, shake hands, and all interact and have a good time together, understanding that this is just a game. It means a lot, and it's awesome when you win, but even when you lose, there's lessons to be learned, and it's what it's really about, especially at this little league level, is the experience that these girls come away with, and it's all about prioritizing and making it a good experience for them, whether you win or lose. And I feel both managers, both coaching staffs did a great job of that today, and of course the Washington County crowd, awesome job coming out and supporting their girls. And we'll be back with some more post-game after a word from our sponsors.
Here's another Whataburger DM. Miranda says, it's 2023 and still no Pico Burger. How do we get y'all to pick it back up? Miranda, we totally thought we responded to this. We know it's been a minute or two, but good news. The Pico de Gallo Burger is back up. Yep, the two fresh beef patties covered with crisp Pico de Gallo, two slices of pepper jack and creamy cilantro lime sauce you love is back. And it's all thanks to you. The Pico de Gallo Burger is back for a limited time. What a burger!
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mason Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
At Citizens State Bank, we believe strong communities are built on trust and service. That's why for 100 years, we've been proud to stand by you with local decisions, dependable customer service, and the tools you need, like online and digital banking. With branches in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, we're here to serve your family and your future. Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more. Member FDIC.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League sectional tournament.
And here in beautiful Bastrop, it's all smiles on the Washington County side as they have gotten the victory in the sectionals tournament, as they are advancing to the state tournament now. It was a two-team sectional and a best-of-three series where Washington County gets the clean sweep, and that has put smiles on faces of not only the players but the coaches and the friends, family of all the players that came out to attend and support. And it was, barring, of course, not caring about the weather here, there was a large crowd here today, so plenty of support, and we are a ways away from Washington County, so you love to see that for the girls. Of course, like I mentioned, it's always about the experience, and not only did they have a good game playing great softball, fundamentally throwing the ball well and making very few errors and forcing a lot of errors on the other team, they were able to put up 11 runs, and also it was Lily Landaway who was pitching today, and she was on fire as well. Yesterday put up one strikeout in two innings, but today she went ahead and put up 11 strikeouts, or I apologize, that's actually a dozen strikeouts for Lily Landaway. She came out and had herself a great game to back up her bats, because the bats were on fire as well, putting up 11 runs to win the game via run rule after five innings. 11 runs to none in a shutout victory for Lily Landaway and the Washington County Little League All-Stars in minor softball as they earn their way to the state tournament. And now all the parents are waiting for manager Sean Church to finish up and to get some more pictures, of course, to hold these memories, because that's what this is all about, is creating those memories and creating a phenomenal experience that will be with you for the rest of your life. We'll be back for the post-game wrap-up after a quick word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryant College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings, or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
This broadcast of Washington County Little League All-Stars game was made possible by these sponsors: Dahman and Associates, Woodson Lumber Company, Kiki Egg Farm, Blaine College, Hody Real Estate, Bluebell Creaming, Wellman Insurance, BVR Materials, and Mr. Windshield, Citizen State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Kendra Tile, Fielders By and By, Coaches Insurance, K&H Portable Toilets, Barton Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, La Morlos Meat Market, Texas Prom Credit, Plain North Architecture, H-E-B in Brenham, Bilski, Waterwell Service, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame, Whataburger in Brenham, Heilman General Contractor, Branded Graphics, Bank of Brenham, Seidel, Schrader, Double D Glass Service, Altman Dentistry, Guadalajara Restaurant, and Thrivent Financial Group. Final score, Washington County 11 to Smithville 0. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.